You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So it's a very odd time to be alive, as they say.
The Wire.
This week, Cabinet reviewed the first draft of the ACT Party's Treaty Principles Bill. The bill has been met with controversy, with officials warning the government that it calls into question the very purpose of the treaty and its status in our constitutional arrangements, and that it could be detrimental to Māori and social cohesion. Criticism has also come from Māori leaders saying it could remove Māori from decision-making processes entirely, as well as most recently a group of 440 Christian church leaders signing an open letter asking MPs to say no to the bill. Both National and New Zealand First have said they will not support the bill beyond the select committee process. In response to the bill, Action Station Aotearoa has launched a campaign, Together for Te Tiriti, which welcomes people of all backgrounds who believe that our country is better off when we honour Te Tiriti or Waitangi. I spoke to Action Station Aotearoa Director Cassie Hartendorp, Ngāti Raukawa, Ngāti Tū Wharetoa, about this bill, current discourse around it, and Action Station's campaign. So the concept of treaty principles is relatively recent, first emerging in the 1970s. Firstly, would you be able to give some clarity as to what these are and how they employ Te Tiriti?
Yeah, sure. So the principles of the treaty are generally understood as being a way of bridging the English treaty text and the Māori Te Reo Te Tiriti text. So the idea is that they bring together those two documents to be able to find a way for government and courts and laws to be able to honour Te Tiriti in practice. So what the original treaty principles are or have been identified and applied throughout those years include partnership, active protection, so the protection of the Crown to ensure that Māori can exercise authority over their own affairs, redress, so where there's been a breach of treaty principles, there's a fair and reasonable recognition for that wrong, righting that wrong, for mutual benefit, so that people from two different cultures are able to work towards mutual advantage, options, so the Crown always makes sure they protect options for kaupapa Māori solutions in the social sector, and equity, so freedom from discrimination. Those are the principles that have been put into place, as you say, over some decades, and are generally very accepted. The problem is that what's happening now is that David Seymour and the ACT Party are proposing these principles, three principles that are a complete departure from not just the Te Tiriti or Waitangi or the treaty text, but also from the original principles as well.
To add on to what you're saying there, the Ministry of Justice has warned the proposed Treaty Principles Bill isn't grounded in the treaty and relies on a novel reading of the founding document that isn't supported by available evidence. There has also been a lot of discourse about this bill attempting to rewrite history. How concerning is this to you?
It's deeply concerning. I've talked about this bill as being a Trojan horse for hate. What we've seen around the world is that many right-wing and far-right groups are coming for Indigenous rights, are using fear to be stoked up towards marginalised communities and to be able to essentially bring in their ideology or their ideas about how the way the world should work. Now, that, in some ways, that makes sense. Political parties are always pushing for their ideas to be the main ideas. But this is a very dishonest one because there's no problem with the existing principles. There's no issue with what has been going on already. Really, this is an opportunity for the far right to be able to seize as much public debate and make it seem as reasonable as possible. We're just having a reasonable public debate. It's not that. It's based on a distortion, on a misrepresentation of our history, and it really sets people up to have the wrong ideas about what is actually at stake here.
ACT leader David Seymour announced earlier this week that the bill will now acknowledge that iwi and hapū in 1840 had specific rights. In effect, is this enough to guarantee Māori rangatiratanga and rights and protection over their land? Is this move meaningful?
Absolutely not. Now, I would guess that this is a concession that David Seymour has been forced to put in, but it absolutely is not enough. So What it actually says in there is that the rights differ from everyone to enjoy only when they are specified in legislation. So even in his so-called acknowledgement to iwi and hapū, there is still this little loophole that says it still has to be in law and that he can get his way around it. So it's not enough. And the problem is that Te Tiriti o Waitangi was at its heart about a relationship between two peoples where one didn't have domination over the other people. It was between two independent nations at that time. And so what it's doing is essentially erasing the heart of what Te Tiriti was about, which was about mutual respect, mutual benefit and peace from people from different parts of the world to be able to live in the same place and build a future together.
An Action Station has launched a campaign Together for Te Tiriti in response to this bill. What is the kaupapa of this campaign?
Well, we think that most people in our country can actually see that respecting Te Tiriti o Waitangi is good for all of us. It's a win-win situation instead of it being us pitted against anyone else. It makes our nation stronger. It sets us on the right foundation. So what we're doing is we're asking people to get out and show their support for Te Tiriti o Waitangi. What we know is that ACT and David Seymour will want to run at least a six-month-long campaign where we will see disinformation, we will see fear being stoked, we will see anti-Māori sentiment. And our task here really is to say that that kind of divisive rhetoric is welcome here. We don't need to be like other countries, like the US with Trump. We can actually just have a peaceful, mutual relationship. So we're asking people to go to togetherfortetiriti.nz, and we've got placards and posters and stickers and have this beautiful tohu done by Extended Whānau, which is of a hongi, and it says Together for Te Tiriti, and we're asking people to put those up around the country on their fences and shop windows and show their support for a country that has Te Tiriti at its heart.
That was Action Station Aotearoa Director Cassie Hartendorp, Ngāti Raukawa, Ngāti Tuwharetoa, speaking to me about the Treaty Principles Bill, current discourse around it, and Action Station's campaign, Together for Te Tiriti.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.